Chapter 11 Of Shock and Shells. Heavy rains began on 6 May and lasted through 8 May, a preview of the nightmare of mud we would endure from the end of the second week of May until the end of the month. Our division had reached the banks of the Asatogawa at a cost of 1,409 casualties, killed and wounded. I knew losses had been heavy during the first week of May because of the large number of casualties I saw in just the small area we were operating in. On 8 May, Nazi Germany surrendered unconditionally. We were told this momentous news, but considering our own peril and misery, no one cared much. "So what?" was typical of the remarks I heard around me. We were resigned only to the fact that the Japanese would fight to total extinction on Okinawa, as they had elsewhere, and that Japan would have to be invaded with the same gruesome prospects. Nazi Germany might as well have been on the moon. The main thing that impressed us about VE Day was a terrific thundering artillery and naval gunfire barrage that went swishing, roaring, and rumbling toward the Japanese. I thought it was in preparation for the next day's attack. Years later, I read that the barrage had been fired on enemy targets at noon for its destructive effect on them, but also as a salute to VE Day. The 6th Marine Division moved into the line on our right, and our division shifted toward the left somewhat. This put us in the center of the American front. As we crouched in our muddy foxholes in the cold rain, the arrival of the 6th Marine Division plus the massive artillery barrage did more for our morale than news about Europe. The 5th Marines approached the village of Dekeshi and ran into a strong enemy defensive system in an area known as the Owacha Pocket. Talk was that we were approaching the main Japanese defense line, the Shuri Line. But Owacha and Dekeshi confronted us before we reached the main ridges of the Shuri Line. When our battalion dug in front of Owacha, our mortars were emplaced on the slope of a little rise about 75 yards behind the front line. The torrents of rain were causing us other problems besides chilly misery. Our tanks couldn't move up to support us. Amtrak's had to bring a lot of supplies because the jeeps and trailers bogged down in the soft soil. Ammunition, boxes of rations, and 5-gallon cans of water were brought up as close to us as possible, but because of the mud along a shallow draw that ran to the rear of the mortar section, all the supplies were piled about 50 yards away in a supply dump on the other side of the draw. Working parties went off to carry the supplies from the dump across the draw to the rifle platoons and the mortar section.